السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. تدوى الشيخ عبد الله جوهني rendering the khutbah and the salat from the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. We welcome the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, today is the 15th of Shawwal, 1442, corresponding to the 28th of May, 2021. He praised Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, declared the faith and said, O people, each one of us must develop and inculcate within ourselves the quality of taqwa and piety. I don't know if you, the esteemed listeners, so remember that we heard the khutbah and he was really struggling to speak. So that's why the khutbah was extremely, extremely short. Anyway, his topic was, so remember that tawbah, and that is the repentance. And remember, for repentance, there are five conditions. Condition number one is at-tawbah an-nadama. The tawbah is you must have regret and remorse, that we must be ashamed of ourselves, that we are violating the laws of Almighty Allah, yet Almighty Allah's bounties are recurring, showering upon us. So that is number one. Number two is this, the vices we are involved in, immediately we must detach ourselves from that. Then it means we are going the right direction. Third one, the rights of Almighty Allah, so that we have to fulfill. For example, Ramadan fast, a person did not keep for whatever reason, sickness, traveling, whatever, so qada is compulsory. And similarly with salat and so forth and zakat and all those things. Then the rights of creation, human beings, the debts and the loans and all that, we need to ensure we pay all that and expedite that matters. Death can strike any time. And the fourth one, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions in Surah 66, verse number 8, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. O beloved Allah, Almighty Allah is teaching us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, that tubu, turn to Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla wa'ala is so merciful, so graceful that Almighty Allah forgives our sins if we are sincere. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. So what is tawbah and nasuha? A person came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he asked him, I don't understand the word nasuha. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, when you milk the she camel, you milk the cow, do you see that, you know, the milk goes back into the udders of the cow or goes back into the camel? He said, no. So he said, you must not have a relapse. We go back to the haram we are doing. So we all know our weaknesses, so that's a sign that that person's tawbah is accepted. We call people going back to the vices, that is tawbah ekaziba. It is rejected tawbah, we're not serious about it. Thereafter, he mentioned one good point. He said, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, used to say, this hadith here, that is going to quote now, is hadith Qudsi, wherein Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla wa Ala states, and remember, he said that this is the best hadith that the Ahlu Sham have reported, narrated. That is what Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said. And that is, remember, that Sham refers to Palestine, Syria, Jordan, and all these places, Lebanon. So you put all that together, it's called Levant in English, Sham. So Almighty Allah states, Inni haramtu zulma ala nafsi, I have made oppression all that haram, so you must not do any zulm upon you. So then, kullukum arin, each one of you is naked, illa man kasaytu, except those who I gave clothing to. Kullukum jain, every one of you is hungry, illa man atamtu, that the one who I gave food and sustenance and provision. Kullukum dal, illa man hadaytu, all of you astray, except the ones I guided, and so forth. Then Almighty Allah states, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَجِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, all of you, the entire universe creation, can become the most pious person, and so forth, it will not increase my majesty, my greatness, even one iota. Meaning, we are not doing Almighty Allah a favor. We're not doing Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam a favor. We are not doing Islam a favor, we are doing ourselves a favor. That is what we need to understand. Similarly, the converse and the opposite also, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ. Everyone become the worst of the worst, Allah forbid. So that will not decrease and diminish the majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَلَا, even one iota. So Almighty Allah's law is, إِنَّمَا أَعْمَالُكُمْ, your actions are the criteria, not your language, not your complexion, nothing. And that is what I will record for you, meaning the malaika, all that will write it down and so forth. So his topic was, daily we should make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Istighfar is for the past. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. And tawbah is for the future. Ya Allah, do not let us go back into relapse and go back to the evil and devilish activities. So astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. And remember, there are great, great virtues of istighfar. Chapter 71, verses, remember, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yursili sama alaykum midrara. I'm here in Port Elizabeth. Here also, acute shortage of water and so forth. They have restrictions here. So anyway, remember that Almighty Allah will give us abundant rain if we make sincere tawbah. And thereafter, yumlidkum biamwal yuwabaneen. Allah will bless you with wealth and children. Pious children. These are the worldly benefits. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will bless you with Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and Allah will give us the rivulets and the streams in Jannah. And on that he concluded the first khutbah. In the second khutbah, he just mentioned one thing basically, and that is he praised Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and thereafter sent salawat salutations upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, every one of us, human being, jinn, must realize Allah Jalla wa'ala created us for his worship, for his servitude. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we worship Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and we become true and dedicated servants and slaves of Almighty Allah. Thereafter, he read salawat, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and made dua. And thereafter, he made dua for rain. Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. My brother Hafiz Salim is here. Salim Ali, he's our host. Allah Jalla wa'ala reward him. I just want to ask him something. Look at the restrictions. Yeah. I just confirmed with him, because I heard on the news, so I just confirmed it with him, that they do have, you know, restrictions, water restrictions, all of PE and so forth. So everyone should be reading Allahumma ghithna, Allahumma ghithna, Allahumma ghithna, even for PE and surroundings. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us abundant rain, beneficial rain in this part of the world as well, and Almighty Allah envelope us in special, special mercy. Okay, let me give you the few announcements I want to make before our dua, inshallah. First and foremost, we make dua. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who has not thanked humanity, then in reality, he's not thanked Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So we thank everybody from the time we landed in East London, our Dr. Hafiz Ismail Mullah and his family, and there that was in East London, and all the brothers there and families there. Likewise, we went to Queenstown, mashallah, there Dr. Magda and his family went out of the way. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala reward them. And then mashallah, last night we were there in King Williamstown. So Dr. Limbada and family, Almighty Allah reward them. And the brothers who took us around, our brother Faisal, mashallah, so he was a good driver. He was driving fast, mashallah, to take us everywhere. Today our brother Rashad Jul, so he brought us from East London here to PE in 3 hours. So it was very good. Allah reward him as well. So here in PE, our program is this, that inshallah, after the dua, I'll be going here to the masjid, and Masjid Abu Bakr, where the Darloom was at East, and there inshallah, the Adhan is 12:30, and inshallah, thereafter the lecture, khutbah, salat, and so forth. Tonight, inshallah, after Isha, will be, the Isha program will be there in Salt Lake, Masjid al-Salihin. Jamaat Salat is 10 past 7 tonight, inshallah. And then tomorrow morning after Fajr, day in the Rudolph Street Masjid in town, PE Center. And that Jamaat Salat day is 6:15, inshallah. So that's our programs. So we thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa and afia and siha, and his family, parents, wife, children, brothers, sisters. Likewise, our Hafiz Shabir Basha and the Ansar team. Our brother Faisal Asmal, mashallah, he, Yusuf Asmal, and their families. Likewise, we need to place on record our sincerest thanks to my brother Muhammad Khan of Lanesia and his family, and our Puti Ghani of Uqis, mashallah, my cousin, Allah Ta'ala reward him, grant the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. And likewise, we make dua for our Mawana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidahullah. Mashallah, his initiative this week, we reached a milestone of 2,000 nasiha. Today, I sent out 2,002. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept it. And obviously, I'm so disappointed with the Imam there in the Haram. He did not even mention Palestine. Allah alone knows why they can't even speak one sentence on Palestine. So it is actually very, very disappointing. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect Masjidul Aqsa. I got few minutes left before I make the dua. So let me just tell you about Aqsa 3-4 things, because we have so many listeners, Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My talks everywhere, yeah, East London, Queenstown, King Williamstown, PE, all around Palestine and around Gaza and Masjidul Aqsa and so forth. That is the theme of my trip here. So you should know these following things. Remember that every Muslim should make that intention after Hajj, after Umrah, visiting Medina Munawwarah, make that intention that we South Africans can go, alhamdulillah. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, after reconstructing Masjidul Aqsa, he made this dua mentioned in Sunan Nasa. Man ata had al bayt, whosoever comes to this masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no ulterior motive, hidden agenda, just to read salat there. Kharaja min dhunubihi kayomin waladatu ummuhu, you come out so pure and cleansed from your vices and sins, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So we should have that desire, that zeal, enthusiasm, number one. Number two, this is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasa. Another hadith mentioned, remember, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the senior illustrious Sahabi radiallahu anhu, when he entered Aqsa Mubarak, they offered him water. He did not even drink water. He said, the hadith says, la yuridu illa salat afi. I just want to read salat, I'll drink water outside. Imagine how they love the hadith of the Master alayhi salam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second hadith on this topic, man ahalla bi hajjatin aw umratin min al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whosoever that he fastened the haram for umrah or for hajj from Masjid al-Aqsa, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi wa ma ta'akhkhar, your previous sins are forgiven, your future sins are forgiven, wa wajabat lahu jannah, inshaAllah, with the mercy of Allah you will enter Jannah. The hadith is reported in Abu Dawood on the authority of Umm Salama radiallahu. Take senior Sahaba, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, the great Mufti of the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, they all fastened the haram in Aqsa al-Mubarak. I went in 2002 with my wife and we fastened there, alhamdulillah. So have that zeal, enthusiasm. Number three, look at the apartheid Nazi regime, terrorist regime of Israel. The whole world they saw, you must remember, that how they are the baby killers and war criminals. Now the United Nations said that they are going to launch an investigation. What did this Nazi terrorist rogue regime say? They said that we will not cooperate. You can read it, Google it and see everything. So you must remember, they say we got the support of America and so forth. So that is why they become so arrogant and so forth. Once again, I want all of you, those of you who know Arabic, those of you who know English, obtain and procure these two books. I sent it out on all the groups as well the other day. حقائق القرآنية حول قضية الفلسطينية. So what does the Quran Kareem teach us about Palestine and so forth? We are definitely going to be victorious when only Almighty Allah knows. But I read for you the verse, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the final promise of Allah comes, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ, then Allah Ta'ala will let the Muslims disfigure the faces of the enemies, the Jutlas. Jutlas mean Jew, in case you don't know. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, you will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as you entered the first time. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا, and you will crush them and so forth. Everything, they will have to surrender, and they know. Let me give you one more lesson. In Sahih Muslim, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, لا تقوم ساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود, that Qiyamah will not come till the Muslims fight the Jews. They will defeat them. See our brothers in Gaza. They defeated them with all the support of America and Europe and Germany and whoever. And then, حتى يختبي اليهودي خلف الحجر والشجر, they will hide behind the trees and the walls and whatever. So one tree, it will not bear testimony against them. All the other trees will say, خلفي يهودي تعال يا عبد الله فقتلو, come, come there, جتلا behind me, Jew behind me, you liquidate him, finish him up. إِلَّا الْغَرْقَدْ بَدَ غَرْقَدْ tree. Go now to Jerusalem. Go now to rogue regime Israel. She's planting the غَرْقَدْ tree everywhere. See how they study our Quran, our Sunnah, and then they will use it for their hidden agenda and ulterior motive. So minimum, O Muslim, at least cry to Allah, at least make dua for them and say, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect our first Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa, and decimate and dismantle the Jutlas and the Zionist apartheid regime. And we demand the right of 6 million Palestinians who are in the diaspora, every one of them must come back to their homeland. How come the Jutlas and the Jews have the right of return, but the Palestinians don't have the right of return? So any person can see the biasness, the prejudiceness. So come, let us turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and we all make dua, inshallah, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, and inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept our duas, and Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال ولك الحمد بالصحة والآفية اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وأهله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا المتقين إماما اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكر إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين الهاديين المهديين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك اللهم عليك بهم ومن والاهم اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين ومن والاهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا خير الرازقين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ مسجد حرام مسجد نبوی ہمارے مقدسات مسجد الاقصا اور تمام مساجد دنیا میں جو ہے یا اللہ اس کی حفاظت فرما دیجئے یا اللہ یا اللہ یا فتاح یا فتاح تمام مساجد کو کھول دیجئے یا اللہ ہمارے ملک میں بعض جگہ پر جو ہے انہوں نے مسجد پھر بند کر دیا ان شیطانوں کو ان ظالم دل کو ہدایت عطا فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمارے تمام مساجد کو کھول دیجئے محض اپنی مہربانی فضل کرم سے یا اللہ یا اللہ جو بھی دینی محنت کر رہے ہم سب کو اخلاص اور استقامت اور قبولیت سے نوازے یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمارا بقیہ پروگرام یا پورٹ الزبت میں کامیابی عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے اکابر جو زندہ ہے بقیدہ حیات ہے ان کو صحت عافیت عطا فرما ہمارے والدین ہمارے اساتذہ ہمارے محسنین جو انتقال کر گئے ان کی بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے ان کی پسماندگان اور خاندان اور فیملی والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما دیجئے یا اللہ have mercy on this ummah یا اللہ grant us victory against all the enemies have the Muslims in Afghanistan in Kashmir in Yemen in Egypt in Pakistan in all parts of the world یا اللہ those who are plotting planning scheming against Islam and the Muslims if there's no hidayat for them, Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy and demolish them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give victory to our brothers, sisters, children, Ya Allah, in Gaza, in Palestine. They are giving their lives, Ya Allah. They are giving their most beloved children, Ya Allah. Envelope them in your mercy. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum wa afi jarhahum. Allahumma munzil al-kitab wa mujri al-sahab wa hazim al-ahzab. Ihzimhum, Ya Rabb al-alamin. Ihzim al-yahood wa sahay يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بهم اللهم اجعلهم عبرة للمؤتمرين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم رب اغفر لي ولزوجتي ولوالدي ولإخوتي ولأخواتي ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا الله make our خاتمة والإيمان يا الله يا الله make this the best day in our life the day we come to meet you يا الله that you are pleased with us يا الله اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا الله grant us the شفاعة the سفارش the intercession of حبيبنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم لا تحرمنا عن طواف بيتك اللهم لا تحرمنا عن الأمرة والحج اللهم لا تحرمنا عن المدينة المنورة يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله remove the virus يا الله remove all the problems يا الله for the ummah take everyone to حج بيت الله take us for حج take us for umrah take us to ديار مصطفى مدينة Munawwara, Ya Allah. Take us to Masjid al-Aqsa, our first Qibla, Ya Allah. Let us be part of the army that will liberate Palestine, Ya Allah, from the Zionist entity and dismantle them, Ya Allah. You are Qadir Mutlak. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Warina manasikana wa tubalina innaka anta tawwabu rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi. Ma'alimna min وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين آمين. While making dua, Allah just put in my head now, because some people send me the messages during the week also, and now remember that one person who's high up in the discovery, you know, he made some unsavory comments. So we need to send emails, we need to send WhatsApp messages, we need to send SMS to discovery. We as the Muslim Ummah, we demand he must be fired or he must be suspended. No person can get away when we have 1 billion Muslims and then they come, they only know us for their money. And remember, we need to take action. You want action? This is your day to take action. So all of you, whether you member of discovery or not, you need to look at the facts, not only emotions, and demand that he must be suspended or he must be fired. At least that much you can do for Palestine. They're giving their blood. Remember that. All these jutlas who are openly supporting Israel and they want to murder more and more Palestinian children and people, we should show our our self-respect, our honor, and we don't make business with them. We don't have anything to do with them. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughdhu lillah. Show your love for all, my dear Allah Jalla wala, your love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam. And we hate the people, not the person. We hate the actions of the person. So we should rise up to these type of occasions, of these type of situations, and show what we can do as a ummah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, quickly let me give you the rundown. Inshallah, you can listen to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and 12:30 to 1 will be a lecture on Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu by Sheikh Mumtaz al-Haq of UK. 1 to 1:30 will be inshallah the dua from the Haramain Sharifain. 1:30 to 2 Surah A'raf from the archives, verses 144 to 147. 2 to 2:30 Moana Khalid Yaqub with the Arabic lesson. 2:30 to 3 will be Moana Zahid Khan with the Madrasa on air. 3 to 3:30 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A, and 3:35, 3:40 with our brother Alamin Templeton, inshallah al-Aziz, with the economic news and views. 5 to 7, Moana Khalid Yaqub. And then, inshallah, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of this program we had now, the khutbah and the dua and so forth. And 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, mashallah, our brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan. First, he'll have the lawyer's legal talk with the attorney Kubadia. And then 9 to 10, they'll be discussing, mashallah, the political and current issues. So make dua for us and the ummah. Large. I'm going now to Masjid Abu Bakr, and tonight, inshallah, Masjid al-Salihin in Salt Lake, and tomorrow after Fajr will be in the Rudolph Street Masjid. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.